flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
He's working. He's coming up next. Steve Thompson is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. What you got on your show today, Steve?
Well, we got Doug. We're going to do computer stuff. If you're having problems with your hardware, software, whatever, we'll get into that with Doug between 3 and 4. And then after 4, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. A little warm weather today, but the ice fishing season is coming up very quickly. They're already on the ice up north, and we'll get into that. The big ice fishing show is underway in St. Paul this weekend, so everybody's really excited about that. Have you ever been ice fishing, Shaletta?
No, I don't play like that. I know Jesus. I don't want to meet him. And so I fish in a boat, on the water, on the dock. I'm not finna get in the truck and drive and sit in the house. I don't know ice like that. I don't want to tempt the Lord thy God, Steve. Have you been? I know you probably have.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I was younger. Let's just say it was more of a social gathering out on the ice than it had anything to do with trying to catch fish. But I have been ice fishing, yes.
I'm gonna leave that to the professionals. Now, did you know Chris Carter was in town today?
I did not know that. Where is Chris Carter?
He is over in Eagan at the Xfinity store. He's going to be doing, the Stuff the Sleigh, the charity toy drive that Comcast does with the Salvation Army and KSTP. So he's out there today, and folks were going by to, if I hadn't been at this place in Woodbury, I'd have been over there because I love me some Chris Carter. And so he's over there, and they're taking donations, unwrapped, unused toys to donate to, children who don't have anything for Christmas. But isn't this something with Randy Moss, thinking about some of our veteran Vikings players, it's just really sad.
Yeah. And they haven't said what's going on. I don't know if you've heard otherwise, but it's been kind of a mystery illness. So everyone's concerned about Randy Moss. Anybody who saw Randy Moss play knows that, he's in that top 2-3 all time. I can't put him ahead of Jerry Rice as the all time greatest, but he is right there in that conversation. For me, Jerry Rice is still number one, with all due respect to Randy Moss, but he sure was dominant.
He was, I'm telling you, he was one of the best that I've ever seen. I just hope and pray that, that he gets better, and sending a lot of love out to his family, his children as well as, the rest of his family. And, he is a young man. He is a very young man. So he's got to, he is a unique physical specimen. So his body probably functions better than our bodies on a bad day. So I'm sure with, all the tenacity and fight that he has, whatever it is through prayer and good doctors and a lot of fighting, he's going to come out on the other side of this thing. But, sometimes you just have to take a pause and work on whatever it is that's going on. Cause, sometimes we just can't keep going at full speed. We just got to take a minute and fix the stuff and then get it together and then come back, new and better than ever. So what you do fun this week, Steve? Anything cool?
You know, it was kind of a long week. I filled in for Henry, which is always a joy, on Monday and Friday night. Henry was in on drive time on Friday, so he was in 3 to 6, and then I took over last night. Worked with Lindsay last night. We had a lot of fun, and that was good. So really, it was a busy week. It was a lot of work. I did get out and do my first ball game of the year. I did boys hoops. Number one ranked Creighton-Durham Hall was hosting Burnsville. This Creighton-Durham Hall boys basketball team, they are loaded with talent. They are preseason number one, and they look every bit the part. They got a lot of good players. They've got three D1 players in their starting lineup. One's already committed to Notre Dame. A couple other guys haven't decided where they're going to go. And they've also got some good young players, sophomores and juniors. So they are loaded at Creighton-Durham Hall in St. Paul. So I saw that. That was probably the highlight of the week, to be able to get out and do a ball game.
Yeah. Now, were you out and about on that really cold day? Because it just came on us all of a sudden. We were single digits, negative with the wind chill, and then it was a 40-degree wind.
No, I went to work, spent about 10 seconds outside, left work, and ran into the house. I didn't spend much time outside. I will say, though, when that wind came up, I do remember I had to take the garbage barrels out. And I had to take one barrel out. That was the garbage. I had to come in and warm up. And then I had to take the recycling out. It was that cold. It was a wicked wind.
I think we lost you, Steve.
Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry, we lost you. You were telling us about the wind and the trash cans. Steve, have you heard about this? Troopers were dealing with an unusual call about 1 o'clock on eastbound 94 near Portland Avenue in Minneapolis after drivers reportedly saw $100 bills flying across the highway. There's some kind of mysterious cash dump. You know I've been praying for the Lord to send me $10 million, and $100 bills are flying across the highway on 94 at Portland Avenue. I thought I was going home after this. I'm going on 94 at Portland Avenue to see if I can find me some $100 bills. What the heck?
Heck? Yeah, I don't know if I want to run around on the freeway dodging traffic even for that much money, but that's crazy.
That is bananas. They said that their drivers are stopping and they're trying to pick up the money. Some of it is landing on the highway. Folks are talking about it on social media. They said Santa's not in my neighborhood. Somebody says, look at this one. Says somebody says Elon Musk drive by giveaway. Another guy's claiming that he lost it. Please return the money to me ASAP.
Well, I'm wondering, did they rob a bank and then throw it out the window? I'm wondering.
Okay, you're going to have to solve this mystery on your show because that's coming up next. My show is over. I'm going to take my horse to Cottage Grove and hang out at my house and relax. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with me, and we'll see y'all again next week. Have a great weekend.